Unit 3, Spartans. In ancient times, the city of Sparta was a prosperous land of wealth and power that fiercely opposed being ruled by others. Though they functioned as a democracy, there was a king who could make quick decisions without the consent of his people. The Spartans believed other democracies were stupid. Stupid. Since they did not function this way, since the Spartan system allowed for important decisions to be made decisively by a proven leader, they had many years of peace, but one year the Persian king Xerxes launched a campaign to take over the entire world. Xerxes sent envoys to Sparta, telling them that they could surrender and survive or refuse and die. The Spartan king did not take much time at all to assess his options in the face of impending war. The king decided that the Spartans would not give in to Xerxes or the Persians who came to conquer them. He firmly stated this to Xerxes' envoys and sent them back to Persia to tell their leaders. The Spartans approved of their king's refusal and stood strongly behind him as he prepared them for war. Silently, the king was very sad that he would need to lead his people into a violent conflict. After years of peace and harmony, he knew that the prospect of war could be the end of Sparta. The king led his men to the only access point that Xerxes could pass through in order to reach Sparta. The point was a narrow gap on a small road between tall cliffs and the sea below. The king had his men block the gap with all kinds of stuff they found along the road, ranging from shields and armor to dead animals. By blocking the path and fighting at this entry point, the king felt he may be able to drive back Xerxes' army before they could reach Sparta.